From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Jerry Brown, the governor of California, has told the state's legislators to try again to come up with a new budget plan. Today, Brown vetoed the budget that lawmakers passed just yesterday, and doing so leaves a lot of questions about California's ability to pay its bills this summer. John Myers of member station KQED covers the State House in Sacramento and joins us now. Hi, John.
Hello, Robert.
Jerry Brown's a Democrat. The state legislature is controlled by Democrats, and it was a Democratic budget that he vetoed. What happened?
You'd think everything was fine. Yeah. I mean, in a nutshell, this was a budget that Brown believed broke a central promise of his campaign for governor last year, which is no more gimmicks. You know, Jerry Brown has spent the entire first 5 months in office trying to send a package of taxes to the ballot for Californians to vote up or down. It's about $11 billion of income, sales, and vehicle taxes that are set to expire on July 1st if that doesn't happen. But he could never get Republicans to go along, and it takes a bipartisan deal to place this on the ballot. So Democrats yesterday gave up on that. They removed the taxes from his budget and put some other creative fixes in it and sent it to him. And today, in a video that we all saw posted on YouTube, Jerry Brown made it pretty clear that this plan, in his words, only delayed the day of reckoning.
California is facing a fiscal crisis, and very strong medicine must be taken. So I am vetoing it today because I don't want to see more billions in borrowing, legal maneuvers that are questionable, and a budget that will not stand the test of time.
So, John, what happens now? First, can lawmakers override the veto, or do they have another plan?
Well, they could override it technically. I mean, the last governor actually to actually have a veto overridden was, yes, Jerry Brown in his first go-around. But an override takes a supermajority vote, and Republicans hated this plan almost as much as Jerry Brown did, so that's out. There's a lot of talk of what happens next, a plan B, a plan C, because this actually wasn't even the first preferred budget. But again, it's going to have to be something that has these long-term fixes that Jerry Brown wants and also can get Republicans to go along with the tax issue, which Brown says is really critical to getting the revenues and getting the voters to approve those revenues.
Jerry Brown has had a reputation since the 1970s as being a very unconventional politician. It sounds like he's living up to his reputation.
It does indeed. I mean, you talk to people who've known Jerry Brown over his 40-some years in state and national politics, and they say at 73, he's more focused, much more so than he was back then when he was governor. You know, Brown has marched to the beat of his own drum, and I think a lot of people saw that across the nation in some of those quixotic runs I think you'd call for president. And so here's Brown saying, I'm not back to make nice with my fellow Democrats or interest groups. Democrats have a different story on that, I should say. They think Brown is making a mistake here. They think he's being too much of a party of one. But I think it'll be very interesting to see how the public, how Californians react to Brown saying, look, I don't want to play the games. I just want to solve the problems.
Well, California, of course, has had year after year of late state budgets. Can its finances withstand another political logjam?
You know, I think in a word, no. The state's controller has projected a cash flow shortage sometime in mid to late summer here in California. If they don't have the cash, you could get into a situation of the state having to issue IOUs. And what California needs is really what I think you could call a payday loan from Wall Street, some kind of bridge loan. But the investors in Wall Street have made it pretty clear that if there's not a budget in place in California, then that loan can't happen. And so I think that that Jerry Brown and the California legislature, given how little they agree at this point, they've got a lot of work to do in a very small amount of time.
Okay, we'll stay tuned. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
John Myers is the Sacramento Bureau Chief for member station KQED.